I know I can be a little obsessive, but when I found myself searching his internet history for any remnants of porn, even I knew I was crossing a line. I sat there, hoping to find something, anything. Thick sausage pounded into tight anus, or sexy young blonde babes lick each other's snatches, or ebony swallows stiff black snake, or wife slut takes hard cocks everywhere. Those were all the titles that ended up in my bulk mailbox, and I knew they must show up in his, too, on occasion. Didn't he ever click on one, just a little bit curious? What did he like? What did he want? What did he fantasize about? It was driving me crazy. We'd been married 3 years, and John had never told me one fantasy. It wasn't like I hadn't asked. With the hope that he might reciprocate, I had told him several of my fantasies, whispering in the dark with my hand squeezing and tugging on his cock, trying to make him bolder, break down a few. Still, he wouldn't talk. When I just came out and directly asked him who he fantasized about, he smiled and touched my cheek and said, "You." Feh! I didn't believe it for a minute. Okay, not that it wasn't sweet, and not that I didn't like that he was fantasizing about me, but that couldn't be all he was thinking about, could it? If I had visions of firemen, or Brad Pitt, or Angelina Jolie, for that matter, dancing through my head once in a while, then I couldn't believe he wasn't imagining something too. Yet I couldn't ever find evidence to the contrary. No magazines or videos, no telling internet trail. I had never even seen or heard him stroking his cock. That was the strangest part. John didn't masturbate. We took showers together, so he didn't do it in there. We slept in the same bed. He owned his own business, but there were no closed doors where he worked, aside from the bathroom. So where and how was he doing it? Of course, he claimed he didn't. But even the Kinsey report said that 92% of males masturbate. And what was the old joke? The rest lie about it? I had a feeling John was lying. He was keeping something from me, and it felt like a really big secret. I hated it. So I started searching for evidence of his fantasy life. I checked his laptop internet history whenever I could. I even bought a program to recover hidden files, but came up with nothing. I looked through his briefcase, hoping to find some sort of evidence of a fetish. I didn't care what it was. Bondage, spanking, peeing, wearing rubber suits, having sex with dogs. I realized the irony of it as I was going through his desk and computer at work after hours one night when he was on a business trip, that I was a wife looking for something most women would be appalled to discover about their husbands. Not that I thought that whatever John was fantasizing about would be extreme. He was an accountant, for Pete's sake. He played tennis and golf and liked watching hockey. If his name was Joe, you could have put average in front of it without too much trouble. When I leveled with myself, I knew that his fantasies were probably pretty average, too. Just the usual tame lesbian and threesome kinds that every typical male had. It was the not knowing that made my imagination run wild. Why wouldn't he tell me? Was it so appalling? Was it disgusting? Was it illegal? No. I had pretty much given up on the whole thing when I discovered the phone bill. John was Mr. Bills in our house. When they came in, I just threw them on his desk and didn't worry about it because he always took care of them. That afternoon, the phone bill seemed thicker than usual. My mother was having some issues last month, and I remembered calling Kentucky a few times to talk to her, but not enough to create a huge bill. Maybe I called her more than I thought. I ripped the bill open, feeling guilty and wondering what John would say. I ran my finger down the list, looking for long-distance calls. Yes, a few calls to my mother, but that was all. So why so many pages? I flipped through a few of the pages and discovered my answer. There was a separate section on the bill for 900 number calls. There were dozens of them. The company name was listed as Continental Enterprises, but I checked the times. February 4th, 2:12 a.m., 20 minutes. February 6th, 3:37 a.m., 14 minutes. February 8th, 4:28 a.m., 8 minutes. February 9th, 1:19 a.m., 29 minutes. It went on. Dozens of calls. Dozens of minutes. I had apparently neglected and underestimated my ability to sleep through anything. John was getting up in the middle of the night to make phone calls to sex lines. I sat there, my breath caught in my throat, my heart hammering in my chest. This is what I had been looking for, proof that the man of steel had a weak spot. The pages shook in my hands. It was just what I had wanted, and yet now part of me didn't want to know. My chest burned. He wasn't sharing his fantasies with me, but he was apparently sharing them with some sex phone operator who was probably some 300-pound housewife eating Doritos and Ho-Hos and watching the soaps with the volume off while she fake orgasmed for him. I sat there for a long time with the bill in my hand, thinking about what to do. I knew John. If I confronted him, he would either deny it, or he would simply clam up and not talk about it at all. I couldn't see how that was going to be helpful. I realized that I wasn't really offended by it, not in the way I would be if I found him cheating on me with another woman. He was just exploring his fantasies in a place where he felt safe. Yeah, okay, it hurt that he didn't feel safe enough with me, but I already knew that, right? Getting him to share that part of himself with me was like pulling teeth, and I didn't understand why, but now I knew, at least, that he actually had a part of him that fantasized, that he actually did masturbate. He was a flesh-and-blood man after all. So why did I feel so empty, sitting with the knowledge that I thought I'd wanted to know? Because I still didn't know what he was fantasizing about, I realized. That was the secret that I really wanted revealed. I looked at the open envelope, which meant that now John would know I had seen it. The minute he saw the open phone bill, he would know. I folded the bill exactly as I had found it and put it back into the envelope. Then I went to the kitchen to dig through the junk drawer and found a glue stick to rub along the flap of the envelope. Pressing my fingers along the edge, I made sure it was closed. It was a little wrinkled and torn, and that might stop him for a moment, but I doubted it. He usually tore through the bills pretty fast. I put the telephone bill onto his desk with the rest of that day's mail and left it. When he came home from work that night, I kissed him hello and asked him about his day, and we had a good dinner and snuggled on the couch for a while. The only thing I did differently that night was drink an entire pot of black tea. When we climbed into bed, I rolled over and feigned sleep, but I stayed wide awake. Between the caffeine and the tea and the adrenaline, I couldn't possibly drift off, and I didn't. I heard John fade in and out, something I normally don't get to hear. I was the one who always fell asleep first, usually within the first 5 minutes of my head hitting the pillow, and he always joked with me that I could sleep through a terrorist attack. John, however, took longer to settle in, pulling the covers, rolling around. I watched the light shadows play on the closet and waited. John fell asleep. I could hear the deep, even sound of his breathing. The clock read 1:39 a.m. In spite of the tea, my eyes were growing heavy. I realized, disappointed, that he wasn't going to make any calls tonight. I closed my eyes and started to drift when I felt a small vibration on the bed. I held still, listening. There was a strange sound accompanying the vibration, a kind of shuffle or hiss that repeated itself in a pattern. Then it stopped. John shifted, and his breath was different. He wasn't sleeping anymore. The vibration started again, the mattress shaking a little more, and I heard John whisper something, his breath coming faster. My eyes widened, and I felt a jolt of excitement run straight down my spine and right between my legs. John was masturbating. I listened to the sound of his hand on his cock, the motion of the bed rocking me slightly. Did I sleep through this every night? I wondered. Listening to him was making me wet. He would stop for a moment, breathing hard, and then start again. I wondered what he was imagining. Once in a while I heard him whisper something, and I strained to hear him. "Yeah, spread your pussy," I heard him say. "Good girl." I bit my lip, squeezing my legs together. My clit was throbbing, and I wanted to touch myself, but I didn't want to let him know I was awake. My hand was curled near my breast as I lay on my side, and I touched my nipple, grazing it lightly as I listened to him. He was pumping his cock hard now, the whole bed bouncing with his movements. He clearly wasn't worried that I might wake up, as I obviously never had before. "Suck it," he whispered. "Take that cock, you dirty little whore." My face flushed, and my clit throbbed in response to his words. Oh my God, John was imagining having his cock sucked by a dirty little whore. He had never said those words to me. I wondered if it was me he was thinking about, or if it was some woman he had seen, someone at work, some girl behind the counter who had caught his eye for a moment, maybe the sex phone operator. The thought was darkly exciting. John hissed, and I heard him stop touching himself abruptly. My pussy was soaked, and I squeezed my legs together again, aching for release. Had he come? I was filled with disappointment. He didn't move for a moment, his breathing ragged, the bed still now. Then it started again, his hand working up and down his shaft, slow at first, then faster, and faster. "Yeah, lick her pussy, baby," he whispered. My eyes widened, and I squeezed my nipple hard at the words. Two women? The thought was exciting, but what was even better was the fact that John was thinking about it. This was one of his fantasies. I began to slide my hand down my side, trying not to move the covers or give him any indication that I was awake. I had to touch myself. It was a long, slow process, an inch at a time, braving 2 or 3 inches when he was really getting into it, hoping he was too lost in the sensation to be thinking about me as I eased my hand down toward my wet pussy. Finally, I was parting my lips, using just my index finger to rub over my aching clit as he pumped his cock. He was getting closer, I could tell, and the closer he got, the more he said. I strained to hear his whispered words. "You want that in your ass? Take it." I felt him thrust up a little, as if he were thrusting into something, or someone. Anal sex? We had never had anal sex. He had never expressed an interest. I had no idea. I rubbed my clit a little faster, aching to bury my fingers in my pussy, but not daring to move any more than I already was. My belly was tight and my cheeks were red. I was so excited that I could feel myself hovering just on the verge, and I slowed my finger down, just pressing my clit. I wanted to come with him, if I could time it right. His hand was flying up and down his shaft now, the bed squeaking with the effort. I still couldn't believe I had slept through this on countless nights, believing he never masturbated. "Yeah, play with your tits," he whispered. "You want my cum in your ass?" John's breath was coming very fast. His hand was moving like lightning over his cock, and his hips jerked and bucked against the bed. My finger was gliding back and forth against my clit again as I listened, and I tried to control my own breathing, my muscles growing tighter and tighter as I rubbed myself. "Take my cum, baby," he whispered, his body shuddering. Take it all." I bit my lip to keep from moaning, feeling him thrusting up as he came. I nudged my clit over the edge to completion, feeling it begin to pulse with my climax, wave after wave shivering through me. I heard John take a few deep breaths, and then he got up and walked to the bathroom that was connected to our bedroom. I took a few moments to get my own breathing under control, snuggling deep under the covers and listening to the toilet flush, the water run. My heart was still pounding in my chest with the secret that I had discovered. John not only masturbated, he fantasized about everything from being with two women to anal sex. I wondered what else he imagined when he was stroking his hard cock. I knew one thing. I was going to find out. And I knew something else. I was going to have to start drinking a lot more black tea before bed.